Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, where is that thing?
Yo? Yeah, that's right. Moment. Four grid right here. Welcome to the SPFLC Fantasy Football Power Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Harwood. We are here at the Mount Vernon Palatial Estates at the Fink's Country Club here. We've got some guests coming on tonight. We have Mr. David's team named Blue Sharks in the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. We also have Mr. Jonathan Patterson, JP, who's put up with my ass for 30-some years and still living to tell about it. Team name Simmons Best. Then we got Mr. Dan Summers, team name Wicked Warriors. And to top it all off, if you think I was something, we're going to have the living legend of fantasy football, Mr. Mac Krantz. Mac, he's on the line now. What do you think about Mr. Mac? Hey, how you doing, honey?
Oh, my goodness. How you guys doing?
Woo, what's shaking down there in Lexington?
What's shaking besides my Lord Peppers?
Just try to keep it real, man. Just try to keep it real.
I'll try to keep it real myself. We visited Dave in Mount Vernon, Ohio, God's country. And we were up here. I did a draft for the Scout Fantasy fantasy football tonight. And
You're in Buckeye country, man. You're in Buckeye country. I'm taking Michael Thomas, Ezekiel Elliott. I'm taking the entire Ohio State Buckeye team.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
I like Ezekiel at play.
Well, we did this draft tonight, boys, and Dave and Jonathan and Dan will help me out. Dan woke up from his massage earlier, and I drafted out the number 8 spot, okay? You start the quarterback, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, tight end, 2 flexes, kicking the defense, 9-10 spots. I drafted out the number 8 spot. Got Mr. Todd Gurley first and came back with Keenan Allen, Randall Cobb third, Kevin Benjamin fourth, Delaney Walker fifth, Aaron Rodgers in the 6th, and Frank Gordon the 7th, and Amir Abdullah the Butcher in the 8th. So
that's a hell of a team, Harwood. That's a hell of a team, Harwood. Except for Frank Gore. He's a bum. He's 34 years old. He's one carry, maybe out for.
Well, at that time, the running backs that were available left were Phil Reddick and Abdullah. We got him in the 8th, Charles Sims. Melvin
Love that team, Harwood. That's a hell of a start, boys. That's a hell of a start.
Dave, you and John Hill's coach here. What are y'all thinking right now? As I
after the 6th round, I said championship.
I still think it was a good value pick with Gore. He's got kind of low mileage. He hasn't been beat up as much as someone of his age is, so. I think Gore's going to be okay.
Well, he's 33 years old. However, doesn't have a lot of mileage in the tank. He hasn't.
You're on.
Boys,
he hasn't,
boys. I'm going to tell you running back right now for the Colts. Name is Josh Ferguson. Keep that name in the back of your head. He's a stud from Mississippi State. He is going to be taking over that job by week 5 or 6. Just keep an eye out for that guy. Josh Ferguson. From Illinois.
See, he's
a stud.
Josh Ferguson. That old guy works at the Ferguson Gas Kitchen Lighting. Let's see here.
He needs a job now.
He was drafted round 14 and pick 9 round 14.
That's the value pick. That's the guy that's going to be the Colts running back. Andrew Luck is going to bounce back this year like no other.
Yeah, we got some water.
And he's got a tight end to throw to now. His name is Jack Doyle. He's a stud from West Kentucky. He's going to take that job.
You're on, Jack.
I would agree. I mean, Jack Doyle's going to be the starter for us all said and done.
I think he can be
still available in the 20th round.
I like old Higgins.
Jack Doyle is a guy, for all you fantasy listeners out there who's getting weight, you can draft Wayne Allen. Good luck. He'll be hurt by week three. And the guy's going to take his job and be a prolific offense. Andrew Luck has already shown the ability to throw in the ball. He's already scored 3 or 4 touchdowns in his career. This is breakout year. Jack Doyle.
Well, Jack Doyle, he was very impressive at West Kentucky University. He didn't have to throw like throwing the ball. I have absolutely no idea who to say. I'm on the clock here right now, boys, in the 20th round. And I'm going
I would
to
take Brandon Doughty. I would take Brandon Doughty right there.
Hell yeah. Tyler Higbee, one of them.
The Miami Dolphins.
Well, we got Denard Robinson, who went to the Brian Harwood School of Driving. Let's see. You take him, running back. We've also got Trey Mason. Is he the backup to Todd Gurley?
He is supposedly the backup, but, you know, they like Benny Cunningham. Jeff Fisher is going to run the hell out of it this year. Benny Cunningham is one of his favorite backs. He catches the ball. I will not hold it against him. He played MTSU. We'll bypass that fact, but he's going to be probably even more involved than Trey Mason will be.
What about Farrell Cooper of the Rams?
He's a receiver from South Carolina, 6'1". Stud. He can catch the ball. He can do a lot of things. He's going to be a decent player. But there's a guy, a dark horse, that played at Southern Miss last year. Mike Thomas is going to take that number 2 job for the Rams, and it's going to be a stud.
That's interesting.
Is Michael Jordan a stud?
Is Thomas
well, anybody from North Carolina is a stud. Yes, sir.
Boys, what do y'all think of David Johnson, 11, Ezekiel Elliott, 12 overall here.
I love Ezekiel.
Scott Atkins is not high on LeSean McCoy. He was taking the 10th pick of the 3rd round.
How can not be high on LeSean McCoy? You got Carlos Williams, who gained weight to be pregnant with his wife. He's already been suspended 4 games. He weighs 50 more pounds than he should be. Jonathan Williams got arrested last night for DUI. I mean, it's LeSean McCoy, and then it's Mike Gillis. I mean, that's all you got in Buffalo. So McCoy is going to be a stud this year for Buffalo.
Yes. I agree, sir.
I agree with the DUI.
Matt, don't sugarcoat it. What do you really think?
I think LeSean McCoy is your back for Buffalo. I mean, isn't it sad, boys? Hadn't even started training camp. Training camp's 2 weeks away. We've already got guys getting DUIs. We've already got guys gaining weight like Eddie Lacy, eating too many cheeseburgers, grilling too much. Gained about 50 pounds. I mean, these guys are just dropping left and right. The running back position as a whole is worthless in PPR. We're going to have to go to half-point PPR for running backs to have any value the way this league's going.
Well, guys, our team took Steve Smith round 9, Michael Thomas rookie off New Orleans round 10, Josh Doctson round 11, DJ ProSize ProSize round 12, Paul Perkins running back round 14, and my backup to Aaron Rodgers was Marcus Mariota round 15. Guys,
that's a stud pick right there. Getting Mariota 16, that's a championship.
I know.
Jonathan, you like to?
I'm on the Titans this year, though. I think they're gonna have a good year.
I think the Titans may win 3 games this year, guys. I think they're gonna go all out.
Well, I mean, just like Pete got from the Titans had no touchdowns last year. This year, we'll have twice. Jonathan really liked me picking Randall Cobb 3rd, who Scott Atkins liked, and Aaron Rodgers 6th.
As long as Jordy Nelson's on the field, Randall Cobb sucked without him. We saw that last year. As long as Jordy Nelson comes back healthy,
you know what? Randall Cobb
is Jordy Nelson's bitch and gets open. So, I mean, Randall Cobb will be solid. As long as Jordy Nelson's there. If Jordy Nelson's hurt, then Randall Cobb ain't worth anything.
Hey. Guys, let me tell y'all one quick thing. This is something y'all have done a lot of is win championships. And we're going to play a commercial real quick from one of our sponsors, OfficialFantasyRings.com. Here it is.
There's no greater feeling than that fantasy championship. When it's time to collect your winnings, though, not so great. Celebrate your championship like the pros with a customized ring from OfficialFantasyRings.com. Trophies are for participation, and belts are for spandex. So if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. OfficialFantasyRings.com will set your league apart from the rest with multiple pricing and style options. Build the pricing of the ring into your entry fees and hold the ultimate bragging rights over your league mates. Visit the site and use their ring size chart. Check the styles and order yours today. OfficialFantasyRings.com. OfficialFantasyRings.com.
Hey, guys, how about this? We had a team that drafted after me the other night. First pick was Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. Second pick, Devonta Freeman. Mm-hmm. Then took Doug Martin, third round. Then took Matt Forte.
They will go 0-14.
It's my 0-14.
0-14. There you go. What do you think about that?
Depends on who the wide receivers are like.
I don't know about 0-14, but my God. How's he going to fill all the wide receiver slots?
Who's his wide receivers? Kendall Wright? Kendall Wright and DGB? I mean, who's his receivers?
Well, Alan Hearns, fifth round, who's got some attention.
Number two receiver.
Back to Vaughn Austin, round six.
Is that the guy
number
that
three
drafted
receiver?
Josh Gordon in the ninth?
No.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to him in a second. Vincent Jackson, round eight. Kamar Aiken, round 9. Pierre Garçon, round 11. Robert Woods, round 14. Ted Ginn, round 16. And Javon Curse, round 19.
He's play
that guy's obviously not. That guy obviously is about 15 years. He's drafting from 15 years ago. That team ain't going to win anything in today's NFL.
They ain't winning that.
Well, 15 years ago. I mean, lots changed in 15 years of. Now, Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, you can't win with that team right now. You can't win without a stub receiver in today's passing game. Alan Hearns, I'm sorry. I mean, he's a nice little two or three receiver. So is Tavon Austin. Everybody else is bombs that you listed. I mean, you've got to have receivers. You cannot load up on guys at running back. You cannot do it.
Well, now his tight ends, I'm kind of concerned about them, Jonathan. Jordan Cameron, round 12, and Ben Watson, round 15.
He sure ain't going to get a lot of production from that either.
Rob Gronkowski dropped to round 2, pick number 8, Dave. And Tom Brady, either he's admitted he's guilty or he's tired of the legal system, didn't want to spend more legal money than being Corey Longer, or David Brock decided to go home. Dave, Rob Gronkowski.
I think Gronkowski will be okay. They're going to have to throw the ball somewhere. And obviously with the young quarterback at the helm, send Gronk over the middle. He's going to get his touches. Whether or not he's going to get completions from a young quarterback is another question. But he will have his chances.
Daniel, the first running back taken was Le'Veon Bell, number 7.
He's going to lead the league in rushing, which will be under 1,000 yards.
Under 1,000.
Over 100, let me count that, 100,000 yards. Let's bet that in Vegas right now.
I'll take it.
Well, the guys have been hurt the last 3 years, so Daniel's probably on to something.
Well, I tell you, this running backs just ain't what they used to be.
They ain't what they used to be.
I mean, this old great man we used to be. I mean, y'all post that photo.
I mean, we're pretty soon we're going to be drafting – we're going to draft Harwood a running back here pretty soon, the way it's going, the way this league's going.
He's been eating too many cheeseburgers, too.
I'm white. White man got chance.
White man ain't got chance, nothing worse.
Guys, I'm going to tell you now. Running backs are a dime a dozen right now in the NFL.
No,
they're a dime a dozen. You need to look at your fourth, fifth string right now. Go ahead and prepare yourself. Look at the practice squad. Look at the 4th, 5th running backs on the depth charts. There's going to be somebody emerge, 2 or 3 or 4, that's going to win you a championship as long as you have stub receivers.
Well, you got 2 guys. We got 3 wide receivers this week, and up to 5 on 2 flex. We had 2 teams that drafted 5 wide receivers in a row.
Yes.
First team, you have 2nd, Dave, Julio Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Jerry Macklin, Devontae Parker, who I like, Kevin White in the 5th round. John, you like it too, man.
I like that. lot of young potential there.
Mm-hmm. They said a lot of young potential is White and Parker. Dave, what do you think about the next person? So, Demaryius Thomas, Sammy Watkins, Michael Floyd, round four, and then Tyler Lockett, round five.
I like his second two picks better than his first two picks. I think you reached too far for Dez. You say fourth overall?
Mm-hmm.
Fourth overall for
yes,
Dez.
That's right.
Maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
That's right.
So, I mean,
this
he
draft,
kind of made it.
I wish I was in this draft because I won a championship week three. It had already been over. I wish I was invited in this league. It had been over.
What about, but he comes back, if the guy comes back around 8, 9, 10, gets 3 more tickets. Torrey Smith, Phil Dorsett, and Devin Funches. It's fun.
I like them. Because who better than I do some of the first? I like Dorsett. I think Dorsett and Funches have a good chance to have a decent year, too.
Well, that's
you got
this,
that right.
Dana, what do you think about this? One of your favorite teams, New England Patriots. He drafts Tom Brady round 10, comes back to Eli Manning round 11. But then he drafts Julian Edelman round 3, Rob Gronkowski round 2, comes
thank
back to got Stephen Gostkowski round 13, Dan. Well,
that'd be good, but that'd be 0-4 in week 5.
That's a 13-week regular season. So,
if he makes the postseason with that lineup, he's going to be tough to stop.
They've got a hell of a you know, schedule.
They got
a
chip on their shoulder, too.
And just ask Richardson.
What gate is going to be this year?
Well, it'll be Watergate.
Brady gate. No gate.
We had Watergate. We had the play gate.
Bye gate.
We had Hardwick gate at the Spearmint Rhino with Cinnamon Dow.
Kranz gate.
Now we had the Burnett gate with Dano.
We had a leather gate with somebody losing their damn coat.
Let's listen now to for those who lose things, if they go out and lose things, this is how you get some money back financially. Randy Williams is sponsored the show at deadcoach.org.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. A Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155 or visit our website at adebtcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
Well, what we do, if you want to get out of debt quick, you go steal a car. You just have to rob 3 liquor stores. But if you don't get caught, you're good.
You got to have that car.
Harold, you on there?
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are in here. Excuse me. Yes, we are in here. This is the SPFFC Fantasy Football Power Hour. Brought to you by the Palatian Sphinx Country Club in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Special guest, Dave Sphinx, love for 5 women worldwide, Mr. JP, and Dan Summers, the acting president of BurnettsBlocker.com.
Thank you.
And the living legend of fantasy football, Mr. Mac Grant. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Harwood, who is currently seeking therapy for a brain tumor. But let's get back to some of these projections here. Now, boys, 20 rounds. Yeah, this is a different animal than SBFFC now. We're gonna do another draft. We're gonna do another podcast tomorrow night. We'll be drinking then too.
It's America. We're allowed.
That's right. This is America. We're gonna make America
great. Make America great again.
There's no cows around either.
No Trump.
Our heads,
make
right.
America great again. Hey,
I got
Trump.
My hat.
Make America great again.
Matt, I've got my hat. You got yours?
Yes. Make America great again. Let's go, Trump. Go ahead, Harm.
Well.
Let's go. So we're going to make America great again and talk about these drafts here. Now, if you know, I want you to sign up for the, I'm going to give them a plug, Scout Fantasy Sports, the Fantasy Football World Championships online, FFWC. Go to scoutfantasy.com, go to FFWC, sign up for online championships. I did one tonight. Scott Atkins is, you know, coordinating all this. My good buddy Mike Trent in the SBFSC, he's doing some leagues too. And, you know, me and my buddy Dan Gifts down in Las Vegas last year, we, you know, me and Steamer, we won $1,250 against the best in Vegas. And, you know, and obviously we did pretty good. We're well respected in Vegas. Dan was thrown out of Vegas. We're doing pretty good. So, guys, Duke Johnson, beginning of round four, Duke John Wayne Johnson to Team 10. Dave, Duke Johnson.
If it's got anything to do with Duke, then do not touch it.
Hey, Harwood, can I chime in? I've got Duke Johnson in a keeper league that we're currently drafting. We're in the fourth round, third round. I've never seen so many trade offers for a guy that I'm getting for Duke Johnson. I've never seen it before. He is a hot commodity. I mean,
he's a stud.
I'm not going to trade him. I'm going to keep him. He is. I've never seen so many trade offers for this guy. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, but I mean, he's a young stud that can catch the ball. It's just, if RG3 is a quarterback, he has no chance. So let's just hope Cowan wins that job so us in the fantasy community can celebrate the Cleveland Browns. Because if McCown wins it, Duke Johnson is good to go. Because I've never seen anybody who wants Duke Johnson more than these guys.
Okay.
Well, how about this? I'm liking a guy named Sterling Shepard. Double S. Round six to Team 6. A lot of sixes there.
He's a stud. He's a 5'10", 185, Ben McAdoo offense. The Giants. He's going to thrive. He's going to go off. He played Oklahoma last year. He set every record in the Big 12. He's a slot receiver. Victor Cruz is done. He might as well grab his leg and just retire off in a walking cane somewhere. Sterling Shepard, he will be Rookie of the Year. Mark it down right now.
Dave, Rookie of the Year. Now,
I think Matt's on to something. Sterling Shepard, I believe, has the best chance to make a fantasy impact for rookie receivers this year. Matt, I think you're spot on with that one, bud.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we have a cat meow. We're going to have some pussy here at the show here in a second.
Well.
Here we go. I could go up there. This is a podcast. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you another thing. Quarterbacks are taking place. Blake Bortles, round 12, Team 6 again. And then, I tell you, like I said, I got Mariota. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick going to sign him by me. They've been talking about that.
Let's not worry about it. It always gets done. It's going to happen. I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned. Fitzpatrick's going to be the quarterback there. Let's move on.
Move on.
Yeah, but is anybody going to be butthurt over it? I mean, is one of them going to hold it against the other? Is Fitzpatrick going to keep it together? Who's everyone going to side with?
Well, I mean, tell you what, that's going to be an interesting situation. Scott Atkins loves Brandon Marshall. He was taking at the 10th pick of the second round.
I love Brandon Marshall.
Who's going? You know, if he's tied, he's going to throw it up. What's y'all's take on Brandon?
He's going to sign. He's going to sign. Brandon Marshall is a stud. I mean, he gets it done every year. There's no more you can say. He's a stud.
I can't
hear. Speaking of stud, we have another sponsor. This crowd sponsors the show here. We Sudo Financial Services. Ron Sudo signed up recently for the $500 high stakes fantasy football championship. His tax service makes money off your tax service. He does a really good job. Let's listen to this right now from Ron and Hunter Sudo and Andy Rector.
We save you money. That makes sense. Studo Tax Service. Noodle is back in Bowling Green. With plummeting returns on your money and temps to match, you can count on Stoodle Financial Services to be there whenever you need them to help you make smart decisions about your money. Call 438-2611. They know what's best for you. Keep an eye on rates and know the right course of action to take to help your money work for you and grow. Just call Stoodle Financial Services to set up an appointment. Call them at 438-2611. Call 438-2611. Weekdays, evenings, or even weekends. Call 438-2611. No matter what the temperature or the stock market is doing, you'll have peace of mind knowing the professionals at Stoodle Financial Services, now in Bowling Green, are there for you anytime you need them. Call Stoodle today, 438-2611. Leave it to the experts at Stoodle Financial Services. Call Stoodle today.
I want you to sign up for the Fantasy Football World Championships at FFWC at scout.fantasy.com, and they'll hook you right up. $300 online Fantasy Football World Championships. I've won $10,000 a few years back from the Mid-Sex Championships. If I can win, any of y'all boys can win. So y'all need to sign up now. So, boys, we've got a couple minutes left in the show. We're going to talk about our newest sponsor. We're not sponsored. We're bringing in White Squirrel Brewery. We're going to buy some beer. We're going to have free beer and bourbon now at the SBFSC. So, White Squirrel
Brewery. About damn time we get some beer.
He says, about damn time we get some beer. He said that back circa 1998, working at Domino's Pizza. Matt hadn't been this happy since they legalized liquor license. It was always that day. Now, Dave, you've never tried the White Squirrel Brewery. I think you'd be in for a treat.
No, I haven't. And actually, from what you were saying, some kind of little microbrewery. And really, it's the way a lot of the growth in the brewery is going with the little microbrews. You even have some of them getting taken over by the big boys.
You go get your tires rotated at Firestone and go across the street. And there you go. Next thing you know, DUI.
Well, they was ready to sponsor this year, but due to, due to the fact that Mr. Obama is still the president of the United States, that they can't sponsor this year. But we're going to go ahead and buy a couple of barrels of beer through another sponsor, FanUpNetwork.com. We're going to buy the app.
I got a question. Yeah, I got a question. How's Dano still up?
He had an app. Right?
Well, Dano's been lifting weight. He's been working out. He ran 5 miles this morning before Hard Anchor woke up and drove to Ohio. So he's in great shape.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Dow this spry and vigorous since
I ran 5 miles for a damn shot of buck.
I mean, we haven't seen him this vigorous since he opened up the buffet line shogies on this morning. But the White Squirrel is gonna be some good times. That's what the SBFSC is all about, the time. You know, drinking, the SBFSC. We associate with drinking. We have a good time drinking. We all stay together, and, just love us for who we are. Right?
Correct.
Absolutely. That's what we are.
Jonathan, do you have any parting thoughts?
You got that right.
Before you call the mental hospital, Mount Vernon, and Mid Hardwood, the hospital.
I'll still go with my philosophy. If you don't have one of the top five quarterbacks points-wise, you ain't going to win it all.
Daniel, what's your philosophy in the SBFSC besides asking the married coach, the dance team, to marry him?
Ben Roethlisberger is going to be the stud of the year on quarterback.
I've no drink. Dave, you've been the winner's circle in the SBFSC before. What are you going to do?
I'm going to try to draft some people that aren't going to get hurt this year.
There you go.
That's my goal this year.
Well, we got more time now. Don't worry about that clock. I just started to. Matt, what are you going to do to win the SBFSC? Now, you're going on your own this year.
I'm gonna get a voodoo doll. I'm gonna talk to a fortune teller. I'm gonna go to spirits. I'm gonna go be a medium somewhere. I'm gonna go to New Orleans. I'm gonna do anything I can to reverse the luck I've had in SBFSC. I need some luck. I need something. Every year I've had players. I've had my top two or three players bust. I've had two or three guys, four guys a year go down with injury. I need something to reverse my luck. I may consult some kind of fortune teller, some kind of medium, some kind of paranormal, some kind of ghost. I mean, I may go down to New Orleans. I may get some spirits. I may get a lucky rabbit. dominating and get a four leaf clover. I've got to do something because I've had the worst luck of any owner the last 4 years in this SPFFC.
I'm going to pick them out like a dog.
Nate Summers, a good sell. He sold me a $20 bill for $10. Here's the voodoo music we can all listen to get better at the SPFFC. Kabbalah. That's going to do it for the SPFFC Baseball Power Half Hour. We're going to probably do a draft tomorrow night, but, you know, we don't want to go to jail. So,
I'll be
Matt,
available.
What are you doing tomorrow
night?
Let's
do it. Drake and have a good time. I'll be available.
That's all good. Let's get back tomorrow night and drive again, won't they?
We'll turn the damn lava lamp
on. Let's do it.
There you go.
Make America great. Make SPFFC great again.
You got that right. Well, we're going this for the SPFFC Fansville Power Half Hour. I'm going to call Hooker and Mount Vernon and have a good time. And thank you all for appearing on the show.
Thank you.
Good night.
I will do.
Good night. Irene.